Dubai Eye
103.8. We are joined by one of our regular guests, because who knew, but Dr. Katrin Jahn is founder of the German Veterinary Clinic, but she also is here in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, that's right. Hello.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for very easily signing up for the registration form, which you did indeed. You are literally our case study. You signed up and you came along.
Yeah, no, it was really easy to do, and it's a pleasure to be here.
It's lovely to have you here. It's such a buzzy atmosphere. And it gives me an opportunity to ask you questions about cats and dogs mm-hmm. and pets that I probably wouldn't initially have gone for, because often we get lots of inquiries from our listeners about, you know, dogs and cats behaving badly. But following the theme, since mm-hmm. we are at Sustainability Week, I want to know how we can be green pet owners. Is that something that you find the people you come across consider?
Oh, absolutely. And there are actually quite a few ways in which we can consider that. I mean, it starts with sort of the big issues like adopting versus, you know, buying pets from pet shops. So I think that would be one really, really huge thing. But also the choices that we make in terms of the products that we buy for our pets, whether they're environmentally friendly, you know, biodegradable, that kind of thing. So, yeah, there is quite a lot to consider, I'd say.
There's a lot to think about, I suppose, even when you look at squeaky toys. You know, they're plastic, right?
Absolutely. Plastic or rubber. And some of them actually aren't even that safe for pets. So the squeaky toys, the squeakers, only last year we actually removed a foreign body squeaker from a dog. So in terms of sustainability and environmentally friendly, yes, but also safety, you know, from the safety aspect. So there is definitely a lot to consider.
So I've actually just adopted a cat, which is very exciting. And I've entered the pet world. It's a whole new ballgame. There's another thing to worry about, along with the two kids. And I suppose if I think about the supplies that I'm having to get in at the moment, mm-hmm. there's the cat litter.
Yep.
There's the food.
Yep.
And I suppose I could buy, oh gosh, am I going to have to buy organic cat food?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yes, there is organic cat food available on the market and sort of sustainable cat food. Unfortunately, to my knowledge, not in the UAE. So that's something that I think, you know, we could definitely think about going forward.
Isn't it extraordinary that it's entered every single market? Like, I would never have thought that someone would have come up with sustainable cat food.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, actually, there is sustainable cat food. So the one big thing that we think about in terms of pet food in general is whether the protein sources are going to be sustainable. So are there going to be enough, you know, whatever the main protein source is, chicken, beef, whatever, in years to come to kind of keep the supply of pet food regular. So some companies have actually started using novel protein sources, and by that I mean things like venison, lamb, different fish types. And there is even now pet food based on insect protein to
wow.
keep it sustainable and to kind of, you know, keep the longevity going of the supply of the pet food. So there's been a lot of research done, as far as I know, into that field. So interesting.
How about the sort of the litter tray, which is a recent addition to my life?
Yeah,
it's actually not too bad. They, you know, it's sort of, there's sort of the pellets sort of soak things up.
Yep. Yeah.
Is that litter tray sustainable? Should I be using soil or sand instead?
So you can buy a biodegradable litter. There are sort of kind of wood pellet type litters that break down, which is really good. There are also some litters which you can actually flush down the toilet, as long as you're sure that it's not going to damage any kind of groundwater supply. One thing about litter trays is you can buy litter tray liners. So they're quite popular with some people, because you literally put the liner in the litter tray and then put the litter on top. And then to clean it, you just kind of scoop up the whole liner and throw it away. However, the liner is plastic and is not biodegradable. So I would always advise against using liners from an environmental point of view.
I'm going to ask, this is a purely selfish question, but hopefully other people will have the same thing as well. So I've just got a litter tray, first time I've used it, so I'm obviously clearing out the necessary things. Mm-hmm. But how often should I be changing the entire the entirety of the tray?
Yeah, and that's a brilliant, brilliant question, because we do know that cats are extremely sensitive about their toileting areas. And you may get very lucky and your cat might not be that fussy and you might... Oh, she is fussy.
But the rug knows that she's fussy.
Uh-oh, okay. So you might be able to get away with just cleaning the entire litter tray perhaps once every 2 to 4 weeks. But some cats, you have to do it a few times a week. So you kind of scoop out the big mess on a daily basis, and then, you know, a couple of times a week, you kind of empty the whole litter tray.
And Mira from The Palm has sent a message in saying, I've heard that black plastic is the worst for recycling, and all my poo bags for the dog are black plastic. Things I never thought I'd say on the radio.
Yeah.
Poo bags, there we go. Yeah. Where can I find a more green alternative?
Yeah, so there are some fantastic products available in the UAE, and the one that springs to mind is a poo bag made by the company Beco, so B-E-C-O, and they're actually biodegradable poo bags, and they are green in color. You can buy them in most sort of pet supply stores or veterinary clinics over here, and they take a lot less to break down than the black plastic bags.
This is Pets and Vets.
Free advice for animal lovers across the UAE.
Hello there. You are indeed listening to Afternoons with Helen Farmer. I am Georgia Tolley, and I'm standing in all this week while Helen is away. And we're joined at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week on our lovely sofas by Dr. Katrin Jahn. She is the founder of the German Veterinary Clinic here in Abu Dhabi. We didn't want to miss out on our weekly discussion, so she has joined us. And you are sending in your messages by the droves using 4001, or you can download and use the free Messenger app. There's a question here that says, I want to get a pug. This is from Lara in Merdiff. Okay. But I'm also very conscious that it's best to rehome a stray or abandoned animal. Mm. Do you have, there's a trolley going past, do you have any advice for adopting when looking for a specific breed? Serious question.
Yeah. So definitely I would say look at the adoption groups first, and I would be surprised if you could not find the breed that you're looking for there. There are so many adoption groups, both in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. A quick sort of search on the internet will probably bring up loads, or, you know, ask a question on Facebook. And then just go and have a look and see, you know, what dogs there are for adoption. And it may actually be that you might fall in love with something other than a pug. I would always recommend, when you're looking for a dog to adopt, consider your lifestyle and also consider the environment you're living in. One word of warning I would say about a pug is they are what we call snub-nosed breeds. So they've got very short noses, and that can cause problems in terms of their ability to breathe properly. So I know they're a very fashionable breed.
They are lovely. I love them.
They're super cute, and they're very lovely natured. But from a health perspective, especially in a very hot climate like this and a humid climate, they do struggle. And we do see problems quite frequently, especially in the summer with those breeds. So really get some good advice. Have a look at a lot of different dogs. Perhaps come up with, you know, a couple of sort of alternative breeds that you might like, and then get in touch with the rescue groups, and I'm sure you'll find the perfect partner for your family.
I have to say, I do agree on that, because we've been wanting to adopt a cat for about 3 or 4 mm-hmm. months. I wanted to get one before Christmas, obviously as a Christmas mm-hmm. present. But I wanted a posh cat. Like, mm-hmm. I had to be honest, I wanted a posh cat. Sorry. I wanted a furry one. And I couldn't find one for ages, but then eventually the right pet does come along, and it is worth waiting, because the last thing you want to do is to go to a breeder.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's worth the wait a lot of the time. I also have a story. We adopted a dog also at the end of last year, and we very consciously made the decision to adopt an older dog, because we already have a dog, an existing dog, and we don't have the time for a puppy because we both work full time. So, you know, you really have to consider your lifestyle and your circumstances when choosing a pet. And although we all love the idea of getting a puppy, sometimes it's just not practical. So really having a think about what will fit in with your life is really important.
Paul in Umm Sakeem has sent this through. Is there a way I can make my own dog and cat treats? I feel bad buying them. There must be an easy way to do it at home. What a great question. There must be.
That's brilliant. And yes, there is. There's actually there are a few people who have made sort of mini businesses out of homemaking treats. You will find a whole bunch of recipes on the internet. But yeah, be careful. There are a couple of things that you shouldn't use. So onions and onion powder as well is one thing. So don't include that in your recipe. But you can use, you know, wholemeal flour and healthy flours, and add in things like flax seeds and cinnamon and pumpkin and all kinds of wonderful things that have lots of health benefits and are really tasty. But yeah, you can definitely home make your own treats.
But you mustn't put chocolate in, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Is it true that dogs are allergic to chocolate?
Yeah, 100%. So there are... It's not that they're allergic to chocolate. Chocolate is actually poisonous for them. So the darker the chocolate, the worse it is. Cocoa contains a toxin called theobromine, and dogs can't eliminate that from their system, and they get quite badly poisoned from that. So
I've actually had a friend who had a sausage dog, and the problem with sausage dogs is that they're very greedy.
They eat everything.
They literally eat, and he basically ate an entire Easter egg.
Oh, my goodness.
And the expense, it cost him about 7,000 dirhams to pump this dog's stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely extraordinary. Sadaf in Arabian Ranches says, I have an extremely long-haired cat. Mm-hmm. Are there eco-friendly products I can use to groom her?
Okay, great question. Cats, as we know, are very good at grooming themselves. Long-haired cats sometimes can struggle with mats and knots. But what's really important to cats is their smell. So their own body smell, when they're grooming themselves, they're not only keeping themselves clean, but they're actually depositing their own smell over themselves. And this gives them a massive sense of security. So if your even long-haired cat is not dirty or matted, then I would be very cautious about bathing cats in general. However, you can brush them, and they love being brushed, most of them, perhaps not around the tummy area, but certainly the head and face, they usually love having brushed. And yes, you can buy eco-friendly brushes and things like that. You can also buy wipes to clean eyes and ears. And sometimes if you want to just kind of wipe over the coat, you can do that. But I would be just a word of caution about sort of fully immersing a long-haired cat in water and shampooing it.
Because I bet you get scratched.
Yeah, that as well. And trying to dry it is also quite a tricky
Epic.
Thing.
Dr. Katrin Yant, thank you so much for coming to join us down here.
Such a pleasure.
It's been lovely having you at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. You are the German from the German Veterinary Clinic.
That's correct,
here
yes.
in Abu Dhabi.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.